struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. A major Sydney train line has been shut down for at least a year to make way for the metro. Rhiannon Solomon-Marin reports.
The final T3 service between Sydenham and Bankstown has run along the almost 130-year-old corridor. Now at least 12 months of upgrade work begins. Bright pink buses will replace trains during that time, running every 2 to 4 minutes. They're free for commuters, but Transport Minister Jo Haylen admits it will be a slower journey.
This will take people longer and there will be queues to get on these buses.
Passengers are being urged to plan ahead.
Qantas engineers are resuming work after strike action around the country. The union is fighting for a 35% pay rise over 4 years. Jack Hahn reports there have been some cancellations.
The flight just to Wagga has been scratched from the schedule. It says it's been cancelled due to engineering requirements. The flight to Melbourne has also been cancelled, and then a few delays. The service up to Darwin is delayed by 20 minutes.
Parents pulling their children out of private schools due to bullying are being forced to pay up to $10,000 to do so. Dusty Fitzpatrick explains.
SMH The Age reports some schools also make parents sign non-disclosure agreements to protect their reputation. The decision to remove a child from school can be difficult for families as they weigh up both the emotional and financial cost. Experts say schools need to be more flexible when it comes to withdrawal fees, as the lasting effects on children can be immense. The Association for Independent Schools says many institutions consider a family's decision on a case-by-case basis.
A man has been stabbed in the shoulder in a random attack in Sydney CBD. The 22-year-old was walking near the Chinatown light rail station at Haymarket when he was attacked by an unknown man. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Detective Acting Inspector Chris Fisher says anyone who might have been able to identify the attacker is being urged to get in contact.
The male has obviously got images off the POI and the person we're wanting to identify. You can also get those images off the New South Wales Police website. But we're appealing for the public to see if they know this man and can pass the information on to police.
The Treasurer is set to reveal his second consecutive surplus in an economic update today. The $15.8 billion surplus is better than was forecast in the federal budget in May. Jim Chalmers has told the ABC that's due to lower government spending.
We actually collected less revenue than we were anticipating at budget time. But spending was substantially down, and that's what explains the bigger surplus that Katie Gallagher and I are releasing today.
Violence is escalating in the Middle East a day after Hezbollah's leader was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Edward Godfrey reports.
Smoke still rises from the rubble in Dahir days after the Israeli strike that killed longtime Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. He's among 20 members of the group killed in the strike, according to Israel. Nasrallah's body has been recovered intact, say medics, killed by blunt trauma from the blast's force. Despite Hezbollah's leadership in disarray, rockets continue to be fired into Israel. The IDF targeting sites in southern Lebanon, at least 32 killed and more injured in twin building strikes, the target unclear. Government officials in Lebanon say the country is on the verge of a humanitarian catastrophe. More than 1 million people displaced and many fleeing into Syria. And another example of a war being fought on multiple fronts, the IDF targeting Houthi sites in Yemen, killing 4. A response, it says, for recent attacks.
Hope Sport.
In cricket, Australia has won the one-day cricket series against England 3-2 with a 49-run win in rainy Bristol. And Team USA has won golf's President Cup for the 10th time in a row, beating the Internationals 18.5 to 11.5 in Montreal. It was a tough day for our Aussies. Jason Day beaten 4-3 by Xander Shoffley. Adam Scott lost to Colin Morikawa, while Minwoo Lee finished all square with Wyndham Clark.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southwesterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, tending south to southeasterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Heading to a top of 21 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Right now it's 17 degrees in the city, 18 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday and a top of 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday and 21. That's the latest Hope news. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Chalora Centenary Drive, still carrying a lot of traffic going northbound. The right bridge at the moment looking fairly good in both directions. Granville and Auburn, we do have a lot of traffic on Parramatta Road, citybound. Driving to the airport these school holidays, choose Fast Park Valet. Just a 3-minute walk to T2 Domestic Terminal. Drive up, drop off, take off with Fast Park Valet. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2 mornings with Ben McGeckin.
Well, hello there, and that's enough about me, because a little bit later this hour, we've got some very special guests coming in, Ealing, Stephanie, Benji, just in time for the kickoff of school holidays, and they're going to share with us, what does a family do to navigate the school holidays? Because, come on, everyone likes a holiday, but actually making it work? They're going to let us know when they join us in the studio very, very soon. But first, whatever is happening in your life, press pause, listen to Chris.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. There is this myth in Australia that we don't get tornadoes, but actually we do. We get about 40 a year. Talk to people that have been through them, and they can tell you how terrifying they are. Back in 2004, Victorians faced two tornadoes, one in the Grampians, and 6 months later, another tornado hit the Noble Park area in Victoria. Now, during one of those events, a miracle happened. The damage was devastating, but one family was virtually sucked out of their living room window. Their baby daughter, who was strapped to a high chair, was carried over a barbed wire fence and landed 20 metres away in a paddock. And despite all this, the whole family survived unscathed. At the time, it caught the attention of the press and people marvelled at this miracle. So I can say it this way, a miracle is an event outside our normal human experience. Otherwise, it's not a miracle. It's said of the King of Siam that he refused to believe stories of rivers that became so hard that the elephants could walk across them. Nothing prepared him for this possibility. I guess you can sympathise with him. But the fact that he'd never encountered ice does not mean that ice does not exist or that rivers never freeze over. Just because you've never seen a miracle doesn't mean a miracle can't happen. Let me tell you a true story from the US. A father had a 15-year-old daughter who was being bullied in school. She was very distressed. She couldn't cope with it. There was another high school not far away, but it was outside the permitted zone. In other words, she couldn't change schools. He approached the vice principal and was told, no, it's not allowed. He phoned the second school, pleaded with them. No, you can't get a change for your daughter. And the student pleaded with her father to lie about their home address using a friend's location inside the zone. So he didn't know what the solution was. He gave up, but he prayed that God would protect his daughter. And he felt as if God had said, don't worry about it. Go to bed and sleep. The next morning, the vice principal of the girls' school rang him. He said, I had a terrible night last night. I heard a loud voice telling me to arrange a transfer for this girl. It kept up until I couldn't ignore it. So I will contact the school and arrange the transfer, and she enrolled into the second school. Now, I thought that was a great story. I want to say that God performed a miracle for that family after Dad, the father, prayed for God's help. I don't fully understand how this happens, but I do know that God is all-powerful and God can do whatever he wants. He intervened in that family by a miracle. When we look at the life of Jesus in the Bible, there were times when he performed several miracles. He turned water into wine at a wedding feast. He calmed a storm one evening out in the boat with his friends during really rough weather. He healed people who were sick, and he restored sight to the blind. But there is a problem. His miracles incensed the religious leaders and the teachers of the day, because their authority was threatened and they planned to do away with him as soon as they could. But they still couldn't ignore what was happening before their eyes. He healed a leper. He provided examples for people to follow. He healed a paralyzed man because of the faith of his friends. So those miracles proved that Jesus' teachings were true. In other words, Jesus was who he said he was. Jesus was crucified and died on a cross for our sins. And while he hung on that cross, he could have invoked all the power in heaven that he had used when performing miracles to save himself, but he didn't. He loves us so much that he was prepared to be murdered on the cross. The miracle here is that he not only died for the good people, but for everyone. And the Apostle Paul puts it very clearly in Romans chapter 5. It is rare to find someone willing to die for an upright person, although it's possible that someone may give up his life for the one who is truly good. But think about this. While we were wasting our lives in sin, God revealed his powerful love to us when Jesus, the Anointed One, died for us. Now, that's what I call a real miracle. Heavenly Father, I thank you that miracles do exist. It's something that we can't get our head around, and yet there are people today who are still receiving miracles. Thank you that I serve a God who can perform miracles. Help me today in my unbelief. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
mornings. That is Switchfoot. I'm Ben McKechnie, and too soon. It is definitely too soon to say Sydney Swans or anything about the AFL Grand Final on Saturday, or was that the fourth Grand Final in 11 years the Swans played in? And it's too soon, too soon. What stood out to me about the Grand Final, irrespective of the result at the end, was that according to Channel 7 statistics, more than 6 million people tuned in for the Grand Final. It's the biggest free-to-air event on Australian TV this year. My question is, how do you measure that? I get through the app that you could do that, but because things are digitally streamed now, does that mean that you can actually get accurate results on how many people watch something across Australia? Or were there some people going around on Saturday afternoon, old school style, knocking on doors and saying, hey, are you tuning into the Grand Final? Thanks. And they tick on their little sheet. I'm presuming they've got a little sheet. And they tally it up. Oh, that's about 6 million people across Australia. However, they got to that result. And if that's in any way accurate of how many people watch the AFL Grand Final on Saturday, I imagine maybe the Swans didn't actually, in the end, want that many people tuning in. Too soon? Too soon. Hope Mornings, Annie Grammer.
Like a sunrise on the longest night, like a rescue coming just in time, yeah, you save me when I cannot see the light. Like a heartbeat to a lonely drum, when I thought that the end had come, you remind me that it's only just begun. Like a deep breath, wanna take you in when I hold you. I'm alive again, you're the proof that God's been listening. You're the side where the grass is green, yeah, you shake me like a tambourine. No jerseys, but we make quite a team. When you took my soul down to the water, mama, I came back a different man. Everything's gonna be alright. Got a brand new
Lisa.
Did all your dreams come crashing down? Feels like no one hears you now. Did all the good things fall apart? Got so much anxious in your heart. I know that pain. You are not alone today. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking ground.
Aloha, that is Stephen Stanley. I'm Ben McKechnie on Hope 103.2, and this is the moment when you gasp, because a company in Japan has publicly apologized to its customers for raising prices. We all know that everywhere in the world, costs going up. And since 1979, there's been a popular corn puff snack, Yumaibo. Yumaibo? Yumaibo. Looks like a Japanese version of a Chico roll in the picture. But the point is, since 1979, it was 10 yen, which is about 10 Australian cents. And the price only went up for the first time in 43 years in 2022. And it went up to 12 yen, 12 cents. And now from tomorrow, another price hike to 15 yen. 15 cents. And Yumaibo, the company behind it, is apologizing for raising the cost by, in Australian terms, a couple of cents. Because of all the key ingredients and the labor and the packaging and all those things, they've had to implement a price increase. We ask for your understanding as we continue to work hard to provide a staple supply of this deliciousness and fun. I know. You apologize for raising the price. That almost makes it nice.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2. Looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlor, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station-sponsored Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Hope 1032.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Oh, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride. Come on, ride with me, see where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do, maybe we don't,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it,
baby. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah.
If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Keeping you company in your busy workday. Hope 1032.
I saw it coming. I saw emptiness and tragedy. And I felt like running so far away. But knew I had to stay. And I know when I'm older, I look back and I still feel the pain. I know I'll be stronger. And I know I'll be fine for the rest of my days. I've seen better days. Put my face in my hands. Get down on my knees and I pray to God. Hope it sees me through to the end. I noticed most things, but I didn't notice the change. It was hot in the morning, then it turned so cold. Towards the end of the day, there was no conversation. I just felt like I was in space. I needed my friends there, I just turned around. We're gone without a trace. Seen better days. Put my face in my hands. Get down on my knees and I pray to God. Hope it sees me through till the end.
have just started, and I won't be done till the end. There's nothing I have lost that was once placed in the palm of my hands, and all of these hard times have faded around the bend. Now that I'm wiser, I cannot wait till I can help my friends. I've seen better days, put my face in my hands, get down on my knees and I pray to God, hope he sees me through to the end. I've seen better days, face in my hands, get down on my knees and I pray to God, hope he sees me through to the end. Seen better, na 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 na.
Hope 1032.
Forever change. I know the old me is over and buried in the grave. I don't care what they say, cause I'll never be ashamed of his love that saved me. 180, the type that's never fading.
So that is Young and Free on Hope 103.2. And we have some very special guests in the studio. We have Benji, Ealing and Stephanie. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, school holidays have just kicked off across New South Wales. Benji, what are you looking forward to these school holidays?
I'm looking forward to going to church camp and going to soccer camp and then spending time with my friends in Barrel.
Mate, you've got a whole lot of things going on in school holidays. And so you're going to visit the friends in Barrel and you're going to do that with Mum and Dad. But the other camps that you're going on, so one was soccer, and what are you going to be doing on the church camp, do you know?
Not really.
No.
Yes.
Oh, but I imagine it's going to be super fun.
I hope so.
Good. Okay, great. Now, Mum and Dad, it's school holiday time. We're just hearing from Benji about all the stuff that he's got planned out. But so many parents, caregivers know that as much as it's fun, school holiday is meant to be super enjoyable, it can also be super hard to juggle all of this. Stephanie, Ealing, how are you doing this?
I guess we're very lucky in that he works full-time, but he gets some time to work from home 2 days a week. And I run my own business, which is, it has its own stresses as well, but I get complete flexibility over my time. And so during school holidays, it's always, look, I'm usually a little bit anxious leading up to the holidays because we need to plan activities for Benji as well as family time. So as he said, we do a variety of school camps, church camps, we've got play dates coming up.
Oh, Benji, got some play dates coming up. Mate, that's pretty good. So is that with your friends at Barra or is that friends with school?
Friends at school.
Oh, dude, awesome. What do you like to do on a play date?
Play soccer.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you've got your whole kit on now, I can see. That's pretty good. And you were telling me earlier that you're a midfielder and an attacker?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So you like scoring goals?
Yeah.
Even though I was a defender when I played soccer, do you think you could get past me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I think you're probably right. Eiling, and so trying to configure all of this, and it sounds like you guys have got great flexibility in your work, but Stephanie just mentioned as you're approaching the holidays, it can be a little bit anxiety-inducing, but the more holidays you do, does it get easier, the more school holidays as you go along?
Benji's in year two now, so yes. We've had a couple of years of this.
Oh, yeah, you're basically experts. That's why I have you here this morning. You guys are experts, right?
Yeah, we're starting to get used to it. We certainly like to plan beforehand just because, you know, to kind of get it all organized and to really sort of figure it all out. You know, we're now got a kind of routine in, you know, planning the activities, planning the camps, and, you know, planning play dates. And when you can kind of plan all of that, it really takes away the that stress and anxiety.
Oh, so that would be your advice, particularly to anyone who's first entering school holidays for the first time, that it might take a bit of work beforehand to plan, but then actually you can enjoy your holiday on the other side of that planning.
Oh, no, yeah. You absolutely do. And I think you've got to manage your expectations. So coming into the holidays, I go, I know I probably won't get as much work done as I would when Benji's at school, but if you manage your expectations, I think that just helps everybody and it keeps the stress levels down. And then, you know, when your child's at school, there are threes or, you know, term one, term two, you get holidays in between. So we try and go on a family holiday maybe once a year. And so we're doing that in December, January, and we're going to go to Tasmania for 3 weeks and
do
a road trip around there. So that will really help break up the 8 weeks of holidays that are coming up.
I'm going to ask Mum and Dad this question, Benji, after you. But first I want to ask you, what are you most looking forward to this holidays?
Going to Barrel because me and my friend both like soccer, so we can both play soccer together with each other.
It sounds like going to school gets in the way of you playing soccer, Benji. You would rather play soccer all the time, I think. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So soccer is the winner for Benji this school holidays. What about you guys? What are you looking forward to?
Not much, I bet.
Not much? It doesn't sound like it, Benji. I know. Just looking forward to getting through.
I'm looking forward to going to the movies. Let's do that.
Yes.
And maybe we'll go to a museum or the gallery and go to the Lego shop.
And buy something.
Yeah, maybe.
Family days to the city.
Yeah, we love family days. Just quiet days where there's nothing really planned and we can just spontaneously just do something.
And buy something.
I'm hearing that, Benji. I'm hearing that you've been putting in a vote for buying something. And I'm also hearing Mum and Dad committing to at least going to the cinema and the Lego shop where they may or may not buy something. But you guys can talk about that later. Benji, Stephanie, Eiling, thank you so much for joining us on Hope Mornings and happy school holidays. Did you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Hey, it's Laura. Join me on Undistracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The Word of God says His perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
It's true.
Hope Mornings. That is Tina Arena, who, yes, was at the AFL Grand Final over the weekend, the Grand Final that here in Sydney will never be spoken of again. What we will speak about this week, Hope Mornings' impact, small things making a big difference. And this week, how about turning your leftovers into, well, not waste, not tipping your leftovers into the bin, but saving them, put them in a container, do whatever you need to preserve them and turn them into a lunch or a snack or maybe tomorrow night's dinner. Conserve some leftovers, not only to save yourself some money, but stop the waste here in Australia. Hope Mornings Impact. Get involved. Alexander Pappas, Hope 103.2.
Enjoy the sunshine with Hope 103.2. Go on.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
Galantis, Hope 103.2. Nowadays, we love cutting to the chase. Give me the bullet point summary, the overview, the headline, the notification. That's all I need. So yesterday, I did something quite different to that. I was able to speak for, wait for it, more than half an hour. I know, more than half an hour. At the morning and night service at our church, I was able to give the sermon. I don't do that often. It was great to be able to on the first few verses of 1 John chapter 2 in the New Testament. But if you missed it, that's okay. I don't take it personally. Here is the bullet point summary. Any of us can be assured that we are Christians, and any of us can be assured that in any situation we can choose to not sin because, and here's the main point, we can be assured in Jesus who he is, what he did, and the difference it makes for any of us.
Sydney's Hope.
103.2. Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
The challenge, all you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, hey, feeling good, like I should, when in dark a walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed, got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Sunshine on my Sunday.
lighthouses, blowholes, and Hope 103.2.
You say you used to hang around Diablos every night, trying to fit in with the crowd, making bets and picking fights. But that was your story. Making ends and your money meet. Worry about what you're gonna eat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about how you skipped over your grave. Two hands, one prayer, and everything changed. And I know the truth, and you know it too.
To station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. A strike on Lebanon's capital has hit an apartment in the centre of Beirut, the first attack within the city limits. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 105 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the last day. Israel has also been targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen, which it says was in retaliation to missile fire by the Iranian-backed militants. The BBC's John Donison reports.
Israel says it targeted one of the main ports in Yemen, and it hit two power stations there. The images we saw from there, we saw massive explosions. The port area engulfed in fire. That is some 1,800 kilometres from Israel, so the reach of Israel's military is both long and strong. And Israel says it is responding to drone and missile attacks launched from Yemen, from Houthi groups in Yemen, who the Houthis are Iranian-backed. They are fiercely opposed to Israel's actions in Gaza and in Lebanon, but Israel says it will attack anyone who attacks it.
Back home, Qantas engineers are warning more strike action is on the horizon if the airline doesn't budge on pay. The union is fighting for a 35% pay increase over 4 years. The union held a two-hour work stoppage this morning. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union National Secretary Steve Murphy says a pay deal needs to be reached.
We're not able to get a decent outcome for the workers who are there to hold the reputation of Qantas up high for their safety. then we should have a national conversation to bring Qantas back in to public hands.
The Transport Minister says it will be a difficult time for thousands of commuters in Sydney's southwest, as a major rail line closes down. The 130-year-old T3 Bankstown line has shut down to be converted into a metro line. Joe Halen says free replacement buses will be running for commuters.
If they do need to jump on those southwest link buses, they are free. In fact, you don't have to tap on or off because we recognise this